This is once again Jennifer Herron at Cadence Coaching. In this session of the Performance Project, I'm going to talk about using imagery as a mindset mastery tool to access courage and build your confidence in the saddle. I have found the use of imagery to be impactful for riders who want to improve their focus and their ability to ride well under pressure. The use of imagery in sports has been around for decades, so there, of course, has been a ton of research done on this topic. From the science, we pretty much know that using mental imagery can help improve focus, increase confidence, and inspire motivation. We have more recently learned that by strengthening neural pathways in the brain, it can also improve physical skill. It goes without saying that all of these support and enhance your horse's performance as well. So, imagery is very personal. Different things work for different people. You may have to get creative and make up your own or modify some of my suggestions. So here's one that I use a lot. We call it the bubble. Imagine that you're surrounded by a large invisible bubble. Inside the bubble is everything that you can control. Your thoughts, your breathing, the speed with which you do things, your muscle tension, decisions about your warm-up, your preparation, your aids, how you use them. Your attitude toward your horse is in the bubble. Outside the bubble is everything that you can't control. The weather, the environment, the opinions of others, the show schedule, the footing, other riders, etc. Inside the bubble, you are at your best. You're safe from chaos and pressure because you control the environment inside your bubble. You choose how to respond to every circumstance that arises. You don't allow your thoughts to leave your bubble so you can focus only on the things that you can control, not on the things that you can't. As soon as you feel yourself start to become scattered, unfocused, or worrying about things that you can't control, you take a breath and you get right back into your bubble. Once I had a client tell me that she was packing up her bubble to take it with her to a clinic. The bubble really works for her, and she's been taking it with her to every show and clinic ever since. Someone else I shared that image with turned it into a huge rolling hamster wheel. Here's another image that I use. This one is called the box. Before you get in the saddle, take any ants, automatic negative thoughts, any worries and distractions, and put them in an imaginary box. Close the box, secure it tightly, and set it aside. Be free from those things during your ride. If they start sneaking back into your psyche, remind yourself that they're locked up tightly and refocus on your mantra, your power persona, or whatever matters in the moment. Eventually, you'll be able to remove the box entirely from your mind so that all those ants stay put and don't interrupt your sacred riding time. Imagery can also be used to improve particular skills. Let's say you're struggling with a transition from trot to walk that's a little messy. Maybe it's abrupt and you're losing your balance. You know what aids you're supposed to use for a smooth uphill transition, but you're having trouble making it happen. Stop. Pause and halt, whatever you need to do. If you need to get off your horse, you can. Take 5 minutes to mentally review exactly what that smooth uphill downward transition feels like. Mentally practice having your body in just the right place. Mentally go through the aids you'll use, how you'll sit, and what your horse's response will feel like. Once you've imagined the transition that you want a few times in great detail, then start with the easiest version of that transition. The easiest version of whatever skill you're working on is where you always want to start. So in this case, that's likely a walk to halt transition or even a downward transition within the walk or the trot. If things get messy again, stop and repeat using the imagery of your rock star downward transition. And keep repeating this until you feel real improvement in your trot to walk transition. Don't expect it to happen after one time. This is often a missing piece of our learning process as riders. Using imagery can help speed up skill acquisition as well as improve confidence. Once you experiment with these, you'll probably come up with some imagery of your own. I'd love to hear about what works for you. The key to using imagery successfully is using it repeatedly, and of course, being really imaginative as you do. Have fun trying this out.